Vraja. Prabhuji, they
Sorry,
are playing.
Prabhuji. Actually, that Srimad Bhagavatam recording, we are stopping and we are starting a new recording.
Okay. Oh, I see, Mataji. I see. So, Sanjanita Prabhuji has worked for Hare Krishna TV, and Prabhuji has made videos on all the holy places of Vraja, which contain information about 300 plus places. Prabhuji works as a tour guide. So, dear devotees, if you are going next time to Vrindavan, who you are contacting? Our Sanjay Nitanda Prabhuji. And as a blogger for his own YouTube channel. Prabhuji, can you please tell what is the name of your YouTube channel? Or maybe you can share in later in the chat box too, Prabhuji. Prabhu, you are muted, Prabhu. We have a little bit of Shakti from Srila Prabhupada, but we still can't hear you.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Krishna, everyone. So I have two YouTube channel now.
Hare.
One in Hindi. Earlier it was Gaur Mandal Bhumi, which I changed the name with Braj Mandal Bhumi. And
Raj
another
Mandal.
one is Braj Mandal Bhumi, the Hindi part. And another YouTube channel which I opened for all the devotees who are here in the group, for them in English. And that is also Braj Mandal Bhumi, but in English. So I'm after the class, I tried to, if some devotee missed to attend such a class or something, so I tried to record video for them on behalf of them. And although also I got opportunity to take a round of all those places again. So
Very
that's the
merciful, Prabhuji. You're very merciful. Thank you for being with us, Prabhu, and thank you for giving the classes online at the Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Thank you, Prabhu. So, dear Prabhu,
thing.
I'll just hand over. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Guru Maharaj. I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. And dear devotees, our Anita Mataji has mercifully put the link of Prabhuji's YouTube channel. So, there is another bonus for us having her on the call. So, dear Prabhuji, over to you. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavaad.
जय जय श्री राधे श्याम, जय
जय
श्रील प्रभुपाद
जय
की जय। हरे
माता
कृष्ण एवरीवन। आई कैन हैविंग गूस बम्स व्हेन एवर आई टॉक विथ ऑल ऑफ यू, आई गेट गूस बम्स। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू विजिट वन ऑफ द वेरी वंडरफुल स्पिरिचुअल प्लेस ऑफ ब्रज। इट्स नेम इज श्री श्री राधा दामोदर मंदिर। सो लेट्स गो टू टेक दर्शन ऑफ द मेन गेट। ओके, सम होस्ट डिजेबल पार्टिसिपेंट स्क्रीन शेयरिंग। So can you give me access of it?
Right away, Prabhuji.
You see.
Some of the Mataji has to do that, Prabhu. Even I have no authority here.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Sorry. I'm just trying to find the other one. Is it called Gaurmandal Parikrama?
it's name Sanjay Nityananda Das Vrindavan.
Vrinda. Oh, I already gave one Sanjay. Oh, yeah, there's one more. Okay, sorry, Prabhu, for that mistake.
Prabhuji, you are playing with us every day. Someday you put Gaurmandal Parikrama and now you put your name
No,
and
it's a give option like that.
I'm joking, Prabhuji.
Okay, so
Teasing you, Prabhu.
screen share. So I'm on the screen now. Shridhar. Okay, start hanging something. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.
जय श्री राधे।
It's a respond, not responding. क्या हो गया? जस्ट
हरे
मिनट, हुआ सम टेक्निकल
या प्रभु टेक योर टाइम। हरे कृष्णा हरे
इश्यूज
कृष्णा
थे इन
कृष्णा हरे
वृंदावन। नाउ इट इज द टू मच क्राउड, सो देर इज अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ नेटवर्क इश्यूज। ओके, हियर। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस इज द मेन गेट ऑफ राधा दामोदर मंदिर। सो इफ यू सी राधा
कुछ
दामोदर मंदिर, सो लेट मी टेल यू लिटिल बिट ऑफ हिस्ट्री अबाउट दिस प्लेस। And if you go inside of this temple, we will get beautiful darshan of Shri Shri Radha Damodar. So left side is the Pujari of Radha Damodar. He is one of the main Goswami of Vrindavan. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit of a story about this beautiful temple, Radha Damodar. So last time we visit Radha Madan Mohan temple, where Srila Sanatan Goswami was residing in Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami, he resided in this temple, in this place called Radha Damodar. This particular place comes under Seva Kunj. Usually, we believe that Seva Kunj is a small forest in Vrindavan, which is also known as Nikunj. But as per Braj Mandal Parikrama or Braj, there are Braj Riti Chintamani, the Seva Kunj is from this Madan Ter Ghat, from Madan Ter Ghat up to the Nandgaon. Is total all this area is comes under Seva Kunj. Okay, why it's come under Seva Kunj? Because Krishna used to do Seva of Radharani. That's why the name of this place is called Seva Kunj. So under Seva Kunj, this place also comes Radha Damodar Mandir. But nowadays, these all are marked as a separate places, not under Seva Kunj as now, as people don't know much of it. So they start calling each places with their own names, not under Seva Kunj. Okay. So Srila Rupa Goswami, when he came to Vrindavan, he chose this particular place called Seva Kunj, just next to the Yamuna River. So he started doing bhajan in this place, and here he was having his own bhajan kutir. So Srila Rupa Goswami, when he was in Vrindavan, so here is his bhajan kutir, this one. This one is a bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. I will show you the close-up little bit later. So this one is a bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami used to do bhajan at this place. And when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct him to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami in Ram Keli Gram that you please both go to Vrindavan. So with plan, Rupa Goswami come with his brother, another brother. There were three brothers actually, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Anupam Goswami. So he come with his brother Anupam Goswami. So Anupam was Grihastha, Rupa and Sanatan was not Grihastha. So Anupam Goswami and Rupa Goswami at first came to Vrindavan at this place. But after some days, Anupam Goswami somehow he left his body. And so later on, Jeev Goswami, the son of Anupam Goswami, he also came to Vrindavan. So there is huge, wonderful stories about this place. So when Sanatan Rupa Goswami came to this place, he started doing bhajan. And at the same time, there is his samadhi is also there in this temple. So first we'll see the altar. Their altar, if you go to this temple, you will see lot of beautiful deity on the altar. Just let me show you one good picture. Yes, Sri Radhesham. Yes. So if you go to temple, we will see on altar there are lot of Radha Krishna. Okay. So starting from the left side, the first one here is Jagannath, but the main deity is here Radha Vrindavan Chandra. This one is Vrindavan Chandra. Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Okay. This deity belongs to Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. Next to him in the middle is Radha Damodar along with Lalita Sakhi. Okay. So Radha Damodar, this deity is the main here, Radha Damodar. And Radha Damodar worshipped by Srila Jeev Goswami. So the Radha Damodar deity Rupa Goswami got. One day he got a dream by Krishna that tomorrow when you go to Yamuna to take bath, you will get a stone which is floating on Yamuna. So kindly curve that stone in the form of Krishna and established in the temple. So Rupa Goswami, although he was not an architect or something, he don't have such knowledge, but he tried, and by the mercy of Krishna, this beautiful form of Krishna appeared as Radha Damodar. Okay. And another deity is here next to Radha Damodar is Radha Madhav. This Radha Madhav was worshipped by Kavi Jayadev Goswami. How many of you heard the name of Kavi Jayadev Goswami? Many of you, right? I think so. Kavi Jayadev Goswami in Jagannath Puri, there is a famous poem or bhajan called Geet Govinda. So the Geet Govinda that was written by Kavi Jayadev Goswami. There's a lot of wonderful stories out there related to Geetu Govinda. How Geetu Govinda is so dear to Kavi Jayadev Goswami. So that deity Radha Madhav is worshipped by Jayadev Goswami. And the last one in the corner, very rare to see them, is Radha Chalchikan. Radha Chalchikan worshipped by Bhugarbh Goswami. So let me tell you when Brajmandal was rediscovered to the world, the first Goswami who visited Vrindavan was Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. So Loknath Goswami, he was, let me show you the picture of Bhugarbh Goswami Samadhi. I have video today. Make this name Bhugarbh Goswami. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Here is Bhugarbh Goswami Samadhi. Okay. So this one is Bhugarbh Goswami Samadhi. So Bhugarbh Goswami is one of the first Goswami who came to Vrindavan on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Loknath Goswami to discover all the holy places of Brajmandal. So actually 500 years back, very few people know about Vrindavan, very few. And who are all those who know about Vrindavan, like Swami Hit Harivan, Swami Haridas, Billa Mangal Thakur, Mirabai. There are few Bhajanandi devotees who know. Bhajanandi means one who do bhajan for their more spiritual realizations. And one other type of devotees are Goshtanandi. Goshtanandi means one who preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna. So we all ISKCON devotees, Gauriya Bhakta, we all are Goshtanandi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so at first, Madhavendra Puri was there in Vrindavan. And later on, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, they also come and they find few of the places or rediscovered some of the deities. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Vrindavan on 1515, before that, he sent Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to stay in Vrindavan, but now his mother, Sachi Mata, instructed him not to go to Vrindavan because it is so far. If you go there, I will not able to get your messages. So better if you stay in Jagannath Puri, then at least I can get some message. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept his mother instruction and he starts staying in Jagannath Puri. So in Vrindavan, he sent Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. So these two Goswami, they discover Dwadash Ban, the 12th forest of Vrindavan was discovered by them along with many other holy places. So Bhugarbh Goswami, and his name was Bhugarbh because in this particular place, Bhugarbh means earth and Garbh means womb. So Bhugarbh Goswami used to go dig a hole, or he went inside a cave on the earth and he used to do bhajan over there. So there are many bhajan under the earth where many Goswamis used to do bhajan. So like Bhugarbh Goswami, and tomorrow I will show you one more important places there. I will show you another, I will show you the picture of a bhajan kutir which is under the earth where Syamananda Pandit used to do bhajan kutir, used to do bhajan. So this is the bhajan kutir of Bhugarbh Goswami. And Srila Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan. And let me show you wonderful picture of Srila Rupa Goswami, video of Rupa Goswami, Jai Srila Rupa Goswami. So here is Rupa Goswami. Sorry, I took a little long this video. Okay. So this is the form of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami ki Jai. So Srila Rupa Goswami, when he came to Vrindavan, he used to stay in this place. And Rupa Goswami, he was instructed many things by Lord Chaitanya, especially three are the main things. One is to discover all the holy places of Krishna's pastime places. Another, he have to write write Science of Devotion, books on Science of Devotion, and another one is of his bhajan, and likewise bhajan he used to do a lot of round of chanting. So these three was there more important. So when Rupa Goswami was came to Vrindavan, he always tried to explore nearby places to see if Krishna's pastime places, and he discovered Radha Govinda Dev also, which we will see not today but in another video in next few days. And Rupa Goswami, so Rupa Goswami used to write many books like Mathura Mahatme and many wonderful books on Krishna's pastimes. So later on, Jiva Goswami joined him. Jiva Goswami, he joined him. So I'll show you the picture of Jiva Goswami also. Here is Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is a nephew of Rupa Goswami. Also, he is initiated by Rupa Goswami. So they, so the whatever, so why Jiva Goswami came? Where Jiva Goswami was very expert in Sanskrit, he is very devotional too. And later on, he went to Navadvip Mandal. There, Nityanand Prabhu gave him his association. And first Navadvip Mandal Parikrama was done between by Jiva Goswami with Lord Nityanand. And then Lord Nityanand Prabhu told him to go to Vrindavan and help Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and likewise. So when he came to Vrindavan, he very humbly served his Guru Maharaj, Srila Rupa Goswami. So whatever places or any pastime place Krishna, Rupa Goswami discovered, and Jiva Goswami used to try to build that place and develop that. Not only that, he used to give training, spiritual guidance training, Sanskrit, Vyakaran, public speaking, astrology, every kind of knowledge, whatever required for spiritual improvement, he used to give that knowledge. And he have a lot of student as well who was teaching, who was getting education under him, like Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and and many other devotees. Okay, so Jiva Goswami, Srinivas Acharya also, he was there. So in this temple, if you go, you will see one more important thing on the altar, and that is here, and that is this Govardhan Shila. So this Govardhan Shila, if you see, there is four mark is on Govardhan Shila. One is this footprint of Krishna, okay, and this side is a footprint of Suravik cow. And here in this part is a footprint of Krishna's flute. And cow, Suravik, flute. So this three or four print is there on this Shila. One, Gayaka Charan Chinna, Krishna Charan Chinna, Bansi. And Lathi, Krishna's stick. There is four mark on this stone. Okay, so this so how, from where this appeared, this Govardhan Shila? So Sanatan Goswami, he used to travel every day, he used to go every day for Govardhan Parikrama. So how he go? So from Vrindavan he walk up to Govardhan. So from Vrindavan, Govardhan is almost 25 kilometer, and from in Govardhan he used to do Govardhan Parikrama, which is around 21 kilometer. And then he again returned to Vrindavan, 25 kilometer. So what is total number of kilometer? 25, 25, 50 plus 21. 71 kilometer he used to walk to do Govardhan Parikrama. And sometime when he go to other places like Nandgaon or Gokul or anywhere, he still go to do Govardhan Parikrama from that side. So when Sanatan, in one summer, when Sanatan Goswami doing Govardhan Parikrama, but due to that time he become old also. So due to so heat, Vrindavan in summer time is a huge hot temperature. Temperature reach sometimes 50 even. And So when but still Sanatan Goswami used to do parikrama, and when he do parikrama, he got fainted. He fall on the ground, and then Krishna appeared in the form of a small boy, and told Baba, "Why are you doing parikrama so hard? Don't do that. Take this Govardhan." So Sanatan Goswami said, "No, I take a vow that I will do Govardhan parikrama as long as my life is there." So Krishna said, "Baba, please don't worry. You take this Govardhan Shila, and if you circumambulate this Govardhan Shila 4 times, you will get equal benefit of doing Govardhan parikrama of whole 21 kilometer." So since then, this Govardhan Shila is in this temple, and whoever come to in this temple, they used to do parikrama. Like, let me show you in the video. Okay, just a minute. Let me show you parikrama here. Video. So, like, see, the people are doing parikrama here. So, while doing parikrama, you will see a lot of pushpa samadhi or samadhi or smriti samadhi. There are many kind of samadhi. One is pushpa samadhi from the main original samadhi. People used to carry the flower of their spiritual master or something. And another type of samadhi is smriti samadhi. Smriti samadhi means they used to carry either the cloth or some things related to their Gurudev and installed here. And another one is the samadhi of their acharyas. So in this temple, when we do the parikrama, we will get to see the first samadhi is of Srila Jiva Goswami. When we do parikrama, we will get to see the samadhi of Srila Jiva Goswami. So here is the samadhi of Srila Jiva Goswami, and you can see Srila Jiva Goswami is there. So in this temple, there are samadhi of many important acharyas. One is Jiva Goswami. And next to Jiva Goswami, if let me try to show you if possible. I think I don't have the picture of another samadhi. There is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Samadhi. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And later on, when he left his body, so his samadhi was there in Radha Kund. But when for Muslim excavators, they attack India, and especially on Vrindavan and all, then devotees thought they might insult the samadhi of the acharyas, and so they take out the body of the acharyas and they burn them, and they put the ashes of that acharya, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, here in this just next to Srila Jiva Goswami. So we have samadhi of Jiva Goswami here, and next to him is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Asthi Samadhi. And if we walk a little bit of on the same way of this parikrama path, then we will also get to see samadhi, pushpa samadhi of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I just kept it out. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, just a minute. I have a lot of videos, so I always get a little bit of puzzle. Anyway, so Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, samadhi is very small. Too many videos. It's here in this same... If my video turn likewise, go a little bit. Yes, the light is very bright here. So in this window here in the middle, here is the samadhi of Srila Jayadev Goswami. And if we move little farther, and then we will get to see samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. Okay, Rupa Goswami samadhi here. So this is the hall newly decorated. Earlier, the things was in different way. And here is Rupa Goswami Samadhi. So this one is Rupa Goswami Samadhi. Just opposite of this one is Rupa Goswami Bhajan Kutir. So Bhajan Kutir, Bhajan Kutir, Rupa Goswami's picture is there. This one is the Rupa Goswami picture at Bhajan Kutir. And this one is on Samadhi. Rupa Goswami is on Samadhi. Okay. So moving to this, on the Parikrama, Parikrama, as a way, Parikrama moving. So then after Rupa Goswami Samadhi, there you will get to see one more wonderful thing is this small kya bole gadha hole on the earth. Actually this one is also very important. The acharyas, like Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, whenever they come to this place in Radha Damodar Mandir, they used to wash their feet here. And so now the Brajraj is very important in this place. People used to take Brajraj from here also. So I thought to take a video of it for all of you. So if you go to Radha Damodar temple someday, please take some Brajraj, the dust of Braj from here. Okay. And now the temple area of this place is now a little bit of newly decorated. They installed one beautiful altar of Panchatattva on the hall. And this temple is also very important. So here on the altar, you see the Panchatattva. Panchatattva is in Mayapur. And not in there are hardly any temple in Vrindavan which have even the five Panchatattva together. Only Gaur Nithai or something is there. But here you can see this Panchatattva which is newly installed. And then there is six Goswami, Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhatt Raghunath, Sri Jeev Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath. And now and down there is a Srila Prabhupada and people are not following Prabhupada. So likewise, so why Prabhupada picture is there in this temple? Because before moving for America, Srila Prabhupada used to live in this temple. So let me show you one video of Srila Prabhupada. So this is the room. Oh, sorry, it's me here in the video. Sorry, let me see another angle picture. Okay. This is the room in Radha Damodar Mandir where Srila Prabhupada used to live. So Srila Prabhupada, before going to America, he was in Vrindavan for many years. So in Vrindavan, he used to stay in different temples, but he was always wanted to stay in Radha Damodar temple. And in Radha Damodar temple, he got this two room. Now first he was staying on the upper side on the first floor of Radha Damodar temple. But later, he got the room on the ground floor. So there he got two rooms. One is for kitchen and another one is for his sadhan bhajan or sleeping. So this room is for sadhan bhajan room and bhajan room. And another room is, let me show you his kitchen also. So another room in this one, his kitchen. So Srila Prabhupada, if you see from here, there is a window. Can you see the window? Yes. And from window there outside is the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada used to do prayers in this temple to Rupa Goswami, that Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, please help me to fulfill the instruction of my Gurudev. My Gurudev gave me instruction to preach this Krishna consciousness to the Western world in English. But I have become so old, but still now I have not achieved my goal. So then one day when Srila Rupa, and Prabhupada, what he did in this temple? So Prabhupada, he used to do every day around 11 a.m. morning, he used to go for Madhukari. Prabhupada is a founder of ISKCON and he used to do Madhukari. Madhukari means begging. And he takes something little bit prasad and he return back and he write books. From here, he write books, different books, and he used to go to Delhi to preach, and he used to try his level best to preach in all other places. But somehow, that time it was not working. And in this temple, Srila Prabhupada used to do Soni Seva. Soni Seva means Jharu, Jharu Marana. Kya bolte Jharu ko English mein? Brooming. Brooming the temple. I have one picture of a sadhu who was also doing brooming here. So likewise, Srila Prabhupada, in Vrindavan, if you come, you will see many, many sadhus, genuine sadhu, humble devotees. They carry one jhadu with them, broom with them, and they used to do jhadu seva. And it is believed that in Vrindavan, this brooming seva is more more important or more dear to the Lord than by pujari seva. So Prabhupada used to do brooming in this temple, and he used to cry while doing brooming. He used to cry that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, please help me. And one day he got darshan. One day in night when he was crying and he slept, and in dream he got darshan of Srila Rupa Goswami and then Jiva Goswami also. And they both blessed him. And so after that, Srila Prabhupada, they blessed him, and they also tell him to go to America, Western world, to preach. And from then, Prabhupada go to Mayapur. He also go to Advaita Acharya house. He take blessings, and then he from Kolkata he took Jaludut and go to America from Vrindavan. So what make me so amazed that Vrindavan is so beautiful. Even now, when Vrindavan becomes so modernized, but still it's so beautiful, so attracting. And that time, Prabhupada time period, Vrindavan is far beautiful, so amazing, beautiful. Not so much crowd, forest was there, tremendous bhakti. And when people used to, the age when people used to come to Vrindavan, on that age, Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan and go to America. Such a amazing compassion he have. He giving up his all attraction of Vrindavan, leaving Vrindavan. He took Jaladuta. It's like a committing suicide. He took Jaladuta, who was passing through such a dangerous ocean. It's like in a matchbox floating on a huge flooded river. And he took such a risk. And then, as we know what happened to him on the boat, he was having heart attack, two heart attack. Nowadays, one heart attack and people hardly survive, two heart attack. And then Krishna appeared and he told him, don't worry, I'll take care of it, and likewise. And then Prabhupada reached America. When he reached America, he even don't know that, should I go to left side or right side? No one there to receive him. In this many years, Prabhupada prepared himself. And what make me amazed now, when I read Prabhupada books, I saw that Prabhupada always he write, okay, such and such sloka in this grantha, such and such sloka in this grantha. There he mentioned name of many Vedic books. And I was wondering that even I also not heard the name of this Vedic books, but Prabhupada wrote that, and quoting also that statement in particular in this books or something. So it means that the Prabhupada is a encyclopedia of all Vedic literature, and he tried to give us the thing. And it is only possible by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, because they are also into writing. So such a amazing Srila Prabhupada mercy. And so here in this temple, there are Srila Prabhupada used to, there is another angle of Srila Prabhupada room. So here one more thing, interesting thing written. Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he read, I will eternally reside in my rooms at Radha Damodar temple. although Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi is in Vrindavan, in Vrindavan ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi is there. But Srila Prabhupada wrote, I will eternally reside in my rooms at Radha Damodar temple. So if you want to communicate with Srila Prabhupada, although he is available everywhere, but also you can get his association in Radha Damodar temple. So if you come in Vrindavan, please don't forget to do some round of chanting in Srila Prabhupada's room. In Dham, Lord become, Prabhupada become more merciful. Like now, if I suppose there is two enemy, okay, and they don't like each other. But if one day one enemy come to the house of another person, another enemy, so they are not fighting. Okay, come, please sit. Okay, what is the purpose of coming? And then they become friend and likewise. Okay, so similarly, Prabhupada, if someone come to Vrindavan, Prabhupada don't see their faults. He accept that soul and blessed him so that he can go back to Godhead. So we are very much fortunate to get Prabhupada in our life. And let me tell you one wonderful thing. My home is also near to Srila Prabhupada's birthplace in Kolkata. Earlier, I was a tour guide in Kolkata, and I used to take devotees to the Prabhupada places. When I used to go to my office earlier, I used to go from Srila Prabhupada's birthplace, and when I returned, I used to take the route from where Srila Prabhupada took Jaladuta for America, and I used to stay on the bridge for 1-2 minutes, and then I move forward. So I think I have the picture of that two places, and will show in some of other video. Okay, so here is one samadhi of King Puspa Samadhi of King of Hambir. So actually, this king he was Puspa Samadhi. Although he was a king of Birbhum, where Lord Nityanand Prabhu's birthplace is there in Birbhum. So what he was a king of dacoits, and whoever traveled to his kingdom area, he have a group of dacoits, and he sent to loot them to the visitors or who have come to that area. So the first preaching book distribution team was the first book distribution team was Srila Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Pandit and Shyamananda Pandit. So they are the student of Srila Jeev Goswami. And that time there is no printing press or anything available. So they used to write on Tamrapatra in leaves. They used to write on leaves. So on leaves they write Bhagavatam with efforts of many years, and they make a huge collections of books. And they start on the instruction of Jiva Goswami. They went to Bengal to sell these books, to preach these books, and to give lectures. So when they went to Bengal, that they used to travel to many places and do book distribution. So Srinivas Acharya, he used to give lectures also. But in one day when they entered into the area, kingdom area of this king, Bir Hambid, and what he did, that he steal the books. He was having an astrologer. Earlier, the dacoits was very smart. They used to carry one astrologer, and the astrologer told them that three people will come. They carry a box, and the box is full of the valuable wealth. And so, yes, valuable wealth. The books are very valuable wealth. So the dacoits, they make a plan to steal their things. So when Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit went somewhere else for preaching and all, and behind that this dacoits, they steal the books, and when they return they don't find the books, and they become very upset that with so much effort they write the books and it was stolen, which was there in a box. And on the other side, when the dacoits, they opened the book, the box, and they saw that there is only books. So they were a little sad also. And in the meantime, what happened is that Srinivas Acharya used to preach. And in this kingdom, there was some pandits also, priests also, but they were Mayavadis. And they were Mayavadis. So Srinivas Acharya defeat him. Whatever he learned from Jiva Goswami with his philosophy, he defeat him, and and the people become very happy with the presence of these three Goswamis, Acharyas, and they used to take their association, they used to heard from them. And the king, Birhambir, when he come to know that the priest of his kingdom was defeated by this Acharyas, he become very happy, and he used to come to know many wonderful glories. And so he surrendered themselves to Srinivas Acharya that, yes, I am, although I am king, but I do lot of sin, I loot people. And and then he said, Srinivas Acharya, I accept you as my guru. Please tell me, what can I do for you? So then Srinivas Acharya told that, no, actually, when we came to this kingdom, someone has stolen our books. Which we write for our preaching purpose. And so I wish I could get it back. So then Birhambir said, oh, that books are belongs to me. The books are with me. Then he returned all the books, and Srinivas Acharya became very happy. He accepted him as his disciple. He initiated him. So dacoit kings become devotee. And then he named his village as Vishnupur, and he make rule must... that people should do bhakti and preaching. So likewise, this Birhambir place was there in Birbhum. So this is a Radha Damodar temple. I hope you like this temple, and let me show you some beautiful darshan of this temple. Yes. A few days back, there was peacock dress of Radha Damodar. So here Radha Rani is on peacock dress, Krishna. So when Mughal king Aurangzeb, he attacked Vrindavan on 1670, then that time all this important deities of Radha Damodar were shifted to Jaipur. So if you go to Jaipur, there you will get to see Radha Govinda Dev, Radha Gopinath, and all the deity of Radha Damodar is there in different temples. And these are the actually Pratibhu Vigraha. Pratibhu Vigraha. Although these are the considered as a real deity, because Lord is always here in Vrindavan. But his the deity which used to be worshipped by the Goswamis, that is now in Jaipur. So I'm planning in future to travel Jaipur, which is not much away from Vrindavan, but I will go only when I will have one new camera, because I return Hare Krishna, because I love to take pictures and videos. You like this picture and video, whatever I record showing you in the camera here in the screen. So these pictures were taken from the camera of Hare Krishna TV. And then I left the job, so I have to return them. So before returning them, I tried to click more and more picture of Radha Damodar, because Radha Damodar look, you know, very beautiful. So here, let me slow you a little bit close picture. So here Radha Damodar, Giriraj Maharaj, no? Such a nice picture of Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. So... if you come to Vrindavan, even if you not come, you can take picture. I will send this picture. You can take a printout of it, and you can do parikrama of this Govardhan Shila in your home. That would be great. Okay. Let me show some other environmental. Like there is a Goshala is there. So kids trying to do some seva of cow. And okay, there is one coop. Coop means well. This one is a well. It is believed that this well is used by Goswamis when they were here in Vrindavan for no drinking water, for cooking and all. But the water is very salty of Vrindavan. I don't know. I think they don't use salt in food because they have already salt. So this is a area. So this one is the samadhi of Rupa Goswami here. And there is altar in the middle. And on the right hand side is the samadhi, bhajan kutir. So here in one frame, you can see both samadhi and bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. In winter, there are less people come. So I took opportunity to take picture of these places. Other time, these were very crowded because people always used to walk here. And let me show you some more. Okay, angle. So here is the kitchen of Srila Prabhupada. So you can still see that these plates are there now, which serve Srila Prabhupada, on which there's a kitchen of Srila Prabhupada. He used to sit here and pray. I love this room of Srila Prabhupada, and the Vrindavan is so amazing. People, okay, what more is there? Okay, yeah, Prabhupada room entrance. So you have Srila Prabhupada Bhajan Kutir. And then when you enter, the devotees are always there who is doing chanting, bhajan, everything. No? Nice. I hope today you like all these
Prabhuji.
Videos.
Thank
yes,
you so
Mataji.
Much. We like it very nicely, Prabhuji. You've given us so nice glimpse of all Vrindavan with your videos and pictures. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you. And the story, pastimes that you have narrated also was very nice and clear, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So thank you very much, everyone. I tried my best to serve all of you. And I hope you all enjoy.
Yes, Prabhuji, we enjoyed.
Thank you, beta. Koti koti danvat panam. Sidam Vrindavan dham ki jai. Very hard work, Prabhuji.
You know why I'm giving so much effort to show you all this picture? Because I want in your heart to generate greed to come to Vrindavan.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. I'm always planning.
Pray for all the Bhakti Sangha Vaishnava.
That is the we need to have, Prabhuji. Lolu Pasya. Lolu
Pasya. You increase our eagerness to come, Prabhuji. You increase our eagerness. Thank you.
When you come, I know a lot of you, all of you, many of you have a knee problem. Perhaps they don't feel to walk, and many of have other issues. But whenever you come, try to come in group, and don't worry. We will not do a trip like that. Oh, quick! We have to this there. No. We will give our heart, mind in dham. Okay, we will sit on the Braj Raj. We'll sleep there. We'll not go like, we'll do like, when we go to Govardhan, we'll stay in Govardhan. When go to Barsana, we'll stay in Barsana. When go to Nandgaon, we'll stay in Nandgaon. So that we can give maximum time. Not only we will visit daytime, also in evening time, we'll take darshan of those temples. So,
how do we contact you, Prabhu, when we are there?
Prabhuji, give your phone number, please.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, definitely, Prabhu. Yeah, yes. I will give. Okay. I will give. Whoever wants, you can contact me.
Yes, yes. Mataji have phone number. And please place me. Yesterday, one more video is there. Yesterday, I went to Radha Kund. Sorry, yesterday I was not there. Yesterday was Bahula Ashtami. Okay, let me tell you a little bit of Bahula Ashtami. I'll take 5 more minutes. So Bahula Ashtami is considered to be in Braj, it's considered to be the appearance day of Radha Kund. Although Gaudiya Goswamis don't believe that, Srila Jiva Goswami mentioned in his Bhagavatam that Radha Kund appeared on the month of Chaitra when Lord Krishna killed Aristasur. So he was killed by Krishna on the month of Chaitra, and that night first Shyam Kunda and then Radha Kund appeared. Okay. So why Bahula Ashtami is celebrating and considering as the appearance of Radha Kund? Because on the what many people don't know of it, but they thought that Radha Kund appeared on the this month of Kartik, but actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan on 1550 in the month of Kartik, and on that time he rediscovered Radha Kund. Okay, Radha Kund, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, so likewise there are many places was hidden, and among them Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are hidden. So when he go to Aritra Gaon, which is a place now called Radha Kund, when it earlier name was Aritra Gaon. So when he went there and he asked people, this is Aritra Gaon, so can you tell me where is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund? And no one was able to tell anything. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very worried. He was trying to search Radha Kund like anything. So under a tamal tree, he seated and he saw that there is a field, dhan khet, rice field. And he saw that in rice field, people were doing washing clothes, and there is naturally water available. And with that, they're washing clothes, taking bath, and likewise. So, Rupa Goswami went closer to them and asked, from where this water is coming? So they said, there is a coop naturally, and coop means well, small well naturally. And from that well, the water is coming. And we used to use that water for bathing, for giving water to the field, and likewise. So Rupa Goswami, and they name this coop is that one coop is little darkish in color. So we called it's a Kala coop. And one coop is now there a little fair in color. So we name it Gora coop. So this two coop is here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately understand. He sit on the tamal tree and he meditate and chant, and that time he got the beautiful darshan of Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and immediately jump into that coop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jump into that coop and dancing like anything, and people thought, what happened to him? Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Shyam. He was dancing and he took the dust water of Radha Kund and do tilak everywhere. So likewise Radha Kund and Shyam Kund were rediscovered. And then what happened? Raghunath Das Goswami, when he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, so he came to Vrindavan and he was staying on the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Later on, Rupa Sanatan Goswami, he saw that he have lot of pain of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was sent to by them to Radha Kund. And later on, when Raghunath Das Goswami was in Radha Kund, he was thinking that people in future, they will start coming in Radha Kund. So I should expand this kund. And so he expanded this kund with the help of one devotee. He was wondering from where I can get the money so that I can expand this kund and make it like a big pond, nice stairs. And he was wondering of it. So he was praying to Radharani. On the other hand, one person in Badrinath Dham, he went there with a lot of money to donate Lord Badrinath. So Lord Badrinath came to in his dream and told him that you please go to Vrindavan. There is a place called Radha Kund. There is Jeev Goswami. He need this wealth. So he gave all this money to him. So he came to Vrindavan and he gave a lot of money to Jeev Goswami. Jeev Goswami amazed. So he called, not Jeev Goswami, so he gave all this money to Raghunath Das Goswami on Radha Kund. And Raghunath Das Goswami, although he was always in the mood of separation, deep bhakti, so he thought, no, I may not able to take this whole responsibility. So let me call Jeev Goswami. So he called Jeev Goswami and gave him that, my dear master, please expand this place with this money. And so they expand Radha Kund. And Shyam Kund also. And there are wonderful stories related to that, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. I have a lot of a huge list. I'm thinking that after Kartik, I'll not end this yatra anymore. I'll keep on continuing to tell all other places which I have discovered. So our Kartik yatra will go throughout the year. I'm so sorry for that.
I insist, dear devotees, if anybody goes to Vrindavan, please contact Prabhu, because we just don't need a guide. We need a lover of Mahaprabhu. And here we have our Nithyananda, Nithyananda Prabhuji.
I'll show you this little bit video of tomorrow's festival, Bahula Ashtami. So here is Radha Kund on Bahula Ashtami. Jai Jai Shri Radha is taken by mobile. I think it's a good picture. If you see here, There are thousands of people sitting on the stairs. Not only stairs, there are no place to sit anywhere. Even on the roads, there are not place to stand. And nicely decorated. So Radha Kund is decorated with the peoples and Shyam Kund is decorated with the lamp. So there was too much crowd and police were there to help people. So Radha Kund and this, there another video.
Please share that video with Vinita Mataji, Prabhu. So Vinita Mataji can share.
I will share. So can you see the thousands of people are sitting there? Prabhu, thousands of people. And these are the when yesterday when I was going to Radha Kund by driving my scooter, I thought that there will not enough crowd tonight because there is not enough people. But on midnight, I don't know from where this so many people came. And then I understand that in Vrindavan Dham, people not only of this world, but from the spiritual world, heavenly planet, and everywhere, they come to take bath. Otherwise, it's not possible in winter, in cold, people take ready to take dip in midnight all then. Not only them, there's small kids everywhere. So this is Vrindavan Dham. So thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
So much, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Very and thank you, dear devotees. Even though it's late, everybody were there, and thank you so much. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha kalpa tharubhyasya
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari